Or Dilma, maybe not. Ksuba time am I. What's the reason why when you marry your anusa, the girl that you're manis, there's a mitzvah to marry her? The reason why there's no ksuba, because what's the reason of the ksuba? Kadesh le'te kalal b'yeinav le'etziyoi. The reason why there's a takonim of the rabbonin to give your wife a ksuba is because we don't want it easy for you to get rid of your wife. Without a ksuba, Miriam will get angry at his wife and give her a get right away. We don't want a husband to give his wife a get so fast. So therefore we made a takonim of a ksuba that is going to have to pay her a lot of money, therefore we won't want to give her a get so fast. But for her, in this case over here, where you marry the girl that you amanis, le'motzimapik lo, you can't get rid of her. Because here there's a mitzvah of v'loy siyel isha, and the pasuk says l'yuchol l'shalcha, you can't get rid of her. There's an avera to get rid of her. Say that you have to stay married to her. So here there's no din to give her ksuba, because you can't give her a get anyway. If you give her a get, you get the schal. But you're not supposed to though. The Torah says v'loy siyel isha. So since over here we're not afraid that he'll give her a get, that's why she gets no ksuba. But maybe the daughter, though, what did she lose out? Why should she lose out? Maybe the daughter they have now, and a case later when the father dies, and the Yarshim, Yashin is Nechosim, it could be that she does get fed, she does get Mzoinis from the Nechosim of her father. So that's the Gemara's take, on this Svara, does the Bas Anusa get Mzoinis or doesn't get Mzoinis? Right, then the last tonight soup we had in the Mishnah says, Ate Yasva Bebesi. The last tonight's subr is, you write to your wife and say that in the case that he's going to die, if the husband dies first, and she's an amana, that she has a right to sit, to still live in his house. She still lives in his house, and she gets fed, she gets mezainis from his nechosim. Until she gets married to somebody else. Moses says, Tony Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef learned like this. It says in the tonight's subr is the basi, that the amana has a right to say she still wants to live in the house that they were living before. But the diik is v'loy bedikti. Let's say the husband was very poor and they didn't have a good apartment. They had only a tent. Rashi says the basically bedikti. Im yesh loy bayis kaifin es yarshim loses lo mother. True. If they were living in an apartment in the house and now the husband dies, so we force the yarshim, even though midirais to the yarshim, the sons, yarshim the house and it belongs to them now. But that's the tonight suba that the mother still has a right to live in the house. The amana still has a right to live there. Go to someplace else. That we can't tell her, go back to your father's house and we'll support you there. No, that was the Tanaik Suba, that she has a right to still live in this house where she was living until now. Let's say in a case where they didn't have a house. They only had a tent. They only had a small tent. So now they can say, go away from us. That is a tonight ksuba, the amona has a right to stay in her apartment. That's only if it's a house. That's what it says in the ksuba. But if they only had a tent together, she has no right to stay living in the tent. So then the yarshim and the rice of the sons, the yarshim, the tent, it's their tent. They could throw their mother out and tell her go back to father's house, live someplace else. But even in the case that they're only living in a tent, that they have a right to throw out of it, but they still have to support her. Mezoinis she still gets. Ma baravashi yama. He says, afilo mezoinis nami lesla. No. In a case where they didn't have an apartment, that since you're not mekayim this part of the Tanaik Suba, that the amona does not live in the house, there's only a tent, who would then she doesn't get mezoinis either? Ma says, though, v'les hilchasa kama baravashi. But we don't pass like ma baravashi. Because these two things are not totally zebizeh. All times she gets mezainis. The almana, when her husband dies, she has a right to collect the mezainis, the food that she needs to eat. She collects the money from her yisaimim, from the nechosim of her husband, even though there's no house for her to live in. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Tavu Linosei. Let's say somebody asked her to get married. She was an almana, her husband died, and now a new chosim came, and it was asked her to get married. Then his wife said she agreed to get married to him. As soon as she agrees to get married, is ein la mezainis. She doesn't get mezainis anymore. The old tonight subra is calls the man she's being an amona. But as soon as she agrees to get married to somebody else, that's not cool, she's an amona anymore. She doesn't have the tonight subra to get mezainis. Now she collects the subra and that's all. But the diak is ha loy nispaisa, mashma, if she did not accept the proposal, she did not accept it. When the chassan said, you want to marry me, and she said no, mashma yeshla mazoinis, she still has mazoinis, as long as she didn't accept it. Amar Rabbanan said that the dima farshli menede mashmuel. I learned the name of mashmuel like this. It depends why she said no. Amro machmas ploini baili, if the reason why she refused the chassan, she didn't want to remarry, was because she still feels bitter about her first husband, that's why she doesn't want to remarry, then yeshla mazoinis. That's called she's an amana. She doesn't want to remarry yet. She still feels bad about her first husband. That's the Tanai Ksuba. She still gets a mezainis. But machmas v'nayodim shein meganim. Now let's say she made up her mind now. No, she wants to remarry. Just the person that they proposed to her wasn't a good guy. She didn't like him. That's why she said no to him. Then ain't lo mezainis. Then she doesn't have the right to get mezainis anymore. As the only say is when she's an amana, when she doesn't want to remarry, then she gets mezainis. But as soon as she makes up her mind to remarry, she loses her schus to get mezainis. That's what Mashmul said. Amar Rav Chizr says like this, Zinsa, let's say this Amona has nus with another man. Is ain la mezainis? From then on also she doesn't have mezainis anymore. As long as she has nus, no, she doesn't care about her first husband, so Mela, she doesn't have mezainis anymore. Amar Rav Yosef, Rasi says, Kichlo Pirchaso, let's say she starts to put on makeup, or she starts to make her hair nice. In other words, like she's no more, Rashi says, like Goli Daiti, she shows us her mind is, like really, she doesn't feel bad about her first husband, she got over it already. And now she's starting over, and she wants to like, get married. And we see she's dressing nice, and she's putting on makeup. In such a case, ain't lo mezainis. She doesn't get mezainis anymore. In other words, the site is, Kolzman, she's an amono, she feels bad about her first husband, she doesn't want to remarry, then she has the tonight to get her mezainis. But as soon as we see she made up her mind already to start to look about shidduchim ready, to dress nicely, to look nicely, then she doesn't have mezainis. So Gemara says, man, the yomazin, so the one that says if she just had znus with somebody else, she loses her mezainis, kol shechen kichla pirchasa. For sure, in a case where she already started to put on makeup, that she loses her schus of mezainis. But man the yom kichla pirchasa, the one that says only when she starts to dress nicely, that she, then she shows us that she wants to start thinking about other men, then she loses her mezainis. Was in so, but if she only adds nus with another man, she still gets mezainis. Why? Isla, she still gets mezainis. My taima, yetzer on suah, will say as far as time she had a taiva, she had taiva to have nus. Her yetzer forced to have nus with a man. But not the pshat, she doesn't feel bad about her husband. Really, she would not want to remarry yet. She's still feeling sorrow for her first husband. Just as Yetzara chapta right now to have znus. So that's not so bad. Therefore, we say she still receives some mezainis. But when she puts on by herself her makeup to start to look nice, then we see she wants shidduchim, then she loses her schus to get mezainis. But the Gemara says, what's the maskana, what's the halacha? We don't task on these halachas. These learnings. Ela ki ho di yomer of Yudah Mashmuel. But like if Yudah Mashmuel says like this, ha toivas ksubas bebezdin. When the Amona makes up her mind and she asks for a ksuba. Halacha is when if the husband died, she has a right to collect a ksuba. But if she's smart and she doesn't plan to get married yet, she doesn't ask for a ksuba yet, but rather she receives some mezainis out of tonight ksuba. She receives a paycheck to live on from the Yoshim. But once she's to ask Ksubasa, she goes to the Bezdin and says, I want to receive now my whole Ksuba that I deserved. Is Ein La Mezainis. From then on, she doesn't get Mezainis anymore. Then it's Chal now for the Yoshim to pay her up the whole Ksuba, but no more paycheck, no more Mezainis. That's the halacha. For the Gemara of Eloy, and is it true she doesn't get Mezainis? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Mochro Ksubasa. Let's say a lady sold her ksuba to somebody else. Well, moshkin or ksubasa, well, she gave it for mashkin. She owed somebody money, and she gave her b'achayv a mashkin, a pledge, her ksuba. Or else also saw ksubasa apotki, the same thing. She owes somebody money, and she made it for an apotki to say, if I don't pay you back the money, you could collect my ksuba for it. Is liyacha, she made an apotki for somebody else. Is ain lo mezainis, she doesn't get mezainis. So the diak is honey in. Only these. Avo tevas loy. Mashma, if she asks for a ksuba though, then she still gets mezainis. So how come you say before, as soon as she asks for the money of a ksuba, she doesn't get mezonos anymore. So Gemara says like this: Hani, these last cases, bein bebezdin, bein shaloi bebezdin. These last cases, she makes an apotiki, she makes a ksuba for an apotiki, she loses her mezonos even if she does this out of bezdin. Mashen came to us. That's what we say when the lady asks for a ksuba, the bezdin in, only if she went to bezdin. And in bezdin she asked for a ksuba, that shows that she really means it. And like she doesn't want to have anything to do with her first husband anymore. Like she's thinking of remarrying already. Therefore she doesn't get mezonos anymore. But shlei the bezdin loy, if she doesn't ask for the ksuba in bezdin, that's called nothing. That's not called a real gviya yet. Therefore she still has the right to get a ksuba. Mishnah says again, the kachoy Anse Yerushalayim. These Tanaik subis were written in Anse Yerushalayim. But we said there, as an Anse Golos used to do like that, just Anse Yehuda Yekaisvin Anse Yirtsu a Yarshim Litzuchok Subasa. In Yehuda though, they used to say, no, it's up to the Yarshim. As soon as they want to pay their mother the ksuba, they don't have to feed her anymore. So Kitzur was different in Hagim in Yerushalayim and Golol against Yehuda. Gemara says, if it were not like this, Rava Malochak Yanse Yehuda. Halacha is like Anshe Yehuda, that the Yerushim have the right not to feed her anymore, but just to pay her a ksuba. Shmuel Amar Halacha ki Anshe Golol, no, that like it says in the Mishnah tonight, ksuba, that she gets her mezonos unless she asks for a ksuba. Now the Bovo, the Chol Parvadia, and Bovo, and all the cities around it, Noye Karag, the Rav, they are passing like Rav. The what the Yerushim have the right to tell the mother, we're not going to feed you anymore, we're going to pay the ksuba. Nahadoi v'chol parvadio, Nahadoi and all the cities around it, Noye kishmuel, held like Shmuel, that no, the Yoshim have a right to say, we're not going to feed you anymore. So most of it happened once a case, he bas mechuzah. The girl was from mechuzah. To have a nosil in Nahadoi, that got married to Nahadoi, the husband was from Nahadoi, so different from Hagim, who do we go boss, or she, or him? Is osla kaim in the Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman, shom alakoyla, the bas mechuzah. He heard that what she's from a chuzi. Amalus, he said, the loch is bovil, the chol parvadia, noy karav, and bovil, and mechuzi was near bovil, holds like rav, the loch of Aganshi Yehuda, that the Yoshim have right to tell her, we're not going to feed you anymore. But Amalus, then they said back to him, the Amalulei, vola nadoi nisiva. But she said back, I married the husband from Nadoi. Amalus, then he said to him, her like this. If your husband came from Nadoi, like you have to go after your husband's minhagim. Is Nadoi v'chol bavadja noy kishmuel? They you'll hold like Shmuel. That Shmuel said alochak yanshe golu, that the Yoshim have to feed their mother. V'yad heiche Nadoi, how far is it still called the city connected to Nadoi, that they have this halacha, like Anshe Golu in Yerushalayim, that the Yoshim have to still feed their mother? Ad heiche de sagi kabod Nadoi. I told you could use the coin that came out of Nadoi, because they make a coin, the money. So as long as the cities use their system of their money, that's all, they all go boss on Nadoi, that they have to feed their mothers. Itma will learn like this. Almona. What's going to be in the case of an almona? Yamona. Ravo ma shomin ma sholel. In the case of an almona, we have to also see everything that's worth all the clothing that you're wearing. Rashi learns kishemagvien lo bezdin ksubosa. When bezdin collects for her a ksuba, and Amona that she wants to get a ksuba right now. Let's say it's $200. So she gets $200 from the nechosim of her husband. Now, what about the clothing that she's wearing? Let's say it's worth $50. Is that excluded in the ksuba or not? So Rav says shomel lo mashala, yes. All the clothing that she's wearing is included in part of the ksuba. So if it's worth $50, you only have to pay another $150. So Rashi says, Kishimagvien lo bezdin ksubasa, shomim bigudeha bepurayin ksuba. The clothing that she's wearing is also part of the money she gets for a ksuba. Now as the clothing belonged to the husband, and now if the husband gave her a get or died, so the chiyuv to give her a ksuba, if she wants to keep the clothing, that's part of a ksuba. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, ain't shomim asholeh. The clothing that she's wearing is not called part of a ksuba. That's her own clothing, like her goof. It's bought to her, that's her. She has a right to get now the ksuba 200, excluding her clothing. Omer Rav Chiya Baravin. V'yichilufo b'lokit. The machlok is just the opposite by lokit. Rashi says, Sochir, you hired a man to work. Shigar babayis balabayis. Your worker lived in your house. Falokachle balabayis begodim. And the owner, the balabas, bought him special clothing, like working clothing. Kishiyaitsim emenu, when your worker leaves you, shomaisim begodim mischaroi. The same machlokes. Do we have to see how much the clothing is worth? And he takes the clothing with him as part of his pay. Lishmuel, that's what Shmuel holds. For Rav Amr and Shem, Rav says, no, here we don't put part of his pay. There is a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel by Ksuba is just the opposite by a worker. That if the owner bought him clothing, if he keeps the clothing or it's part of his pay, it's just the opposite machlokes. Umonach bought Simon, and they made a Simon to remember who said what. Yasma v'yamalosa shalachaput. Trashi Umonach le Rav Simon, but also Rav made a Simon here, that Yasma v'yamalosa shalachaput. Hefshit to Godem, but say, take off the clothing and make them go away. Mashenkin Yasma means lock it. Fight. Omer Rav Nachman. Afagav the Tznan the Mastis and Kavosad is Shmuel, even though we learned in the Mishnah, like Shmuel, that Shmuel says, Ein Shama Mashalil, that a clothing she's wearing is not called part of the Ksuba, but Hilchas the Kavosad the Rav. Halacha is like Rav, that the clothing that she's wearing is called part of the Ksuba. And the Yoshim only have to give her whatever the rest of the value between the 200 and what she's wearing. The Tanakh would not like this. Echor ha-maktish nechosif. If somebody was maktish, all the nechosim yoms. He was maktish, it gave all his, whatever, all his property, gave over to Hegdish. The echor ha-marech esatzmoy. Or else somebody was marech, was machayiv himself to give how much he's worth to the gizbor to Hegdish. Ein loy, loy bixus ishtoy, v'loy bixus bonov, v'loy bitzeva shetzovun l'shmon. So now, if he was makdish, all is nechosin, or else he was marech, and he has to have money to pay it, we don't include the clothing of his wife, or else the clothing of his children, or else the tzva, the dye he set aside for them. V'loy b'sandalim chadoshim shalokol l'shmon, or else not the new shoes that he bought for them. In other words, what belongs to them is not called part of his nechosim, that's theirs. So the same thing applies to ksuba also. That when you give your wife a ksuba, as even though we learned a Mishnah like Shmuel, like this Mishnah is a riot to Shmuel, that we see these clothing that are set aside for his wife, like belongs to his wife. It's not called his property that he gave it over to Hegdish. Even though he said whatever he owns, he's given over to Hegdish, but his wife's clothing doesn't go to Hegdish. So there's a Mishnah, it's a riot to Shmuel, that what she's wearing, the clothing of your wife, like belongs to, that's hers, that's not called part of the chosm of the husband. So that's what it says, even though we have a riot to Shmuel from the Mishnah, still the loch is like Rav, though. So, Omalei, Rav Nachman, V'chi meyachad esnan mastis nekavos v'shmuel. Since we have here a Mishnah that agrees to Shmuel, amai hilchos nekavos v'rav. How come you're telling me the loch is like Rav? Here the Mishnah says clearly, your wife's clothing is hers, doesn't belong to the husband. So who are then by the ksuba also? It should not be part of a ksuba. The ksuba has to come from the husband's nechosim, not from her clothing. Or Malay answered back, lechura kishmuel rehitna. He says, lechura you would think the Mishnah is like Shmuel. But kimainis bo, when you look into it clearly, hilchas akavosi the Rav. Really, even this Mishnah loch is like Rav. My time, what's the reason? Kiakni lo, adaito lemekim kamei. When do we say the husband was makna these clothing that he bought for his wife, to give to his wife, that we say what he's makdish is nechosim? He does not mean his wife's clothing. Kozman, he's married to her. So Kozman, he's married to her, when he bought her clothing, right away he meant to give her the clothing, it's like her clothing. So therefore, when he's makdish is nechosim later, her clothing are not part of the hegdish. But in a case where he dies or he gives her a get, and now he has to give her a ksuba, then he never had him das to be marked to the clothing. In other words, he only wants her to keep the clothing, calls them on they're married. That's true. But Rav Svar is that once you give her a get, or once the husband dies, and now she wants to get a ksuba, the clothing that she's wearing, still belongs to the husband, it's the husband's clothing. Like he only gave her right to use it, calls them on they're married. But now that they're not married anymore, it's not her clothing. So therefore, if she wants to keep it, that's part of her ksuba. And that's the halacha like Rav, that the clothing she's wearing is part of her ksuba. Most of the maisapa now, kalsa devera bar Elisha, his daughter-in-law, have a katova ksubasa. Vaisa, she receives the get, And now she wants to receive a ksuba meyasa from the assignment. When her husband died, and she wants to receive a ksuba from the assignment. Have komamti lo levedina. So she called the assignment, come to Bezdin, I want to get my ksuba. Is Amri, so the assignment was smart. They told her, Zilon, Milsa, no, not after smart, so they just told her, Amri, Zilon, Milsa, the Tezel Hochi. We're very embarrassed to go to Bezdin with you the way you're dressed. You're not dressed nice enough. Is Ozla, so she went, Levishtinu, Vyechtinu, Lakule Mona. She went and dressed the best clothing, all the clothing she put on. Is Ozla, Kaim, the Ravina, came in front of the Bezdin, Omalu, Hilkos, like a boss of the Rav. The Yoma, Almona, Shomima, Sholeo. In other words, the halacha is like Rav to say that all the clothing you're wearing is part of Iksuba. So they got away cheap, they sold the good, you're wearing all these clothing now. Keep it for Iksuba, that's Iksuba, we don't have to give you too much more. A man said, Nedunya Labrata, I want to give my daughter, she's getting married, I want to give her a present. Like the father gives the daughter the present, I want to give her a present. And he machayed himself a certain type of a present. And then Zol Nadunya, the present became cheaper. His Amravidi Baravin Purna Liyasmi. And then the father died. So like this, the Lachar is the Yisayimim have to give her the present. But now that the present got cheaper, the Yisayimim gained on the deal. It's their gain. They only have to buy you this amount of a present. And since now it's cheaper, they don't have to spend that much money. Hudi Yamalu, a man said, Hudi Yamalu, Arbo Meyazuzi Min Chamer Lepras. $400 worth of this wine I'm giving to my daughter. And the Yaika Chamra, and then the wine became much more expensive. His Amr Rav Yezir, it says, Rav Kali asked me, do you say them gain on it? Because the father said, I only want to give her $400 worth. So now that this wine became $800, all they have to do is just give away half of it to the daughter, but to their sister. But the rest, do you say them gain? It's the Yisayimim's gain. So they only have to do what the father said, to give her $400 worth of wine. Kreve the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon's relatives. Heavy Luhu, they had Isas Abba, their father's wife. In other words, these were like going to be the Yisayimim. In other words, their father was like a Shechib Mira, he was about to die soon. And they realized that the sons, they're going to Yashin their father. And the father's wife now, they realized that the Tanaik Suba, they're going to have to be Mezna, they're going to have to feed her. To have a Komasuda Mezaini, now she was a wife that used to eat a lot, she used to eat a lot of food. So Pasha, the sons were afraid that if they, when the father dies, they're going to have to support her, give her a lot, because she eats a lot. So they want an Eitzah from Rabbi Yechon and what they could do, that they should not have to feed her, give her all the food she needs. Is Osla came with Rabbi Yechon, so they came in front of Rabbi Yechonin. Omalus, Rabbi Yechonin told them like this, told these sons like this, that Azilu, go home, for Yomul Eli Avuchen, go tell your father, Vice says the father was a Shechib Mera, but he's still alive, he said, go tell your father, that he should set aside one karka, one land, to set aside for his wife to give her her mezainas from that. So Rashi explains what he meant to say was, like that ulay tiskabel alei, that maybe she'll accept it upon herself, that akosav konachosav lebonov, akosav liishtoi karka kolshu, is of the ksubasa. If the father writes like a present to his sons, and leaves over one karka for his wife for the ksuba, that's all she gets, just what the father left over. So that's what the Yechonin told these sons also. Like, go home now and tell your father to set aside one karka for her, and that's all, and she won't get anything else. Izasla came with the Rosh Lakish, and then these sons went to Rosh Lakish. Omalahu, Rosh Lakish said to them, no, just the opposite, that kol shechein sheri b'lam zaynis, that if you can tell your father to set aside one karka, then it's going to be worse. Then the pshat is that she has a right to get her mezainis. When after the husband dies, she has a right to collect the mezainis. And the fact that he set aside one karka is the pshat, that just in case the yorshim don't give her enough to eat, she'll collect extra from this karka. So kol shechein sheri b'lo mezainis, that by doing this, she's just going to get more teat. You're not gaining anything. Omrulei, so the sons told Rosh Lakish, for Rabbi Yechonin Loyama Hochi, I Rabbi Yechonin told us not like this. Rabbi Yechonin told us this is an Eitzah, that we should tell our father to be Miyachid one karka for her. So Amalu Rosh Lakish said, Zilu go, have lo, and go give her. Go give her, you're going to have to pay your mezainis. Vi loy, and if not, mafikna luchu Rabbi Yechonin yonaychu. Like I'm going to take Rabbi Yechonin out of your ears. In other words, there's nothing to listen to. The loch is not like Rabbi Yechonin.
So then also the came to Rabbi Yochanan. So these sons came back to Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, what should we do? So Yechon answered them, Ma'esa, what can I do? Shekinegdi cholokolai, like somebody very choshu, like Peshlokesh argues on me. Senechnami, I can't tell you my etza, if somebody else argues on me, but I can't tell you what to do. But Omer Bavu said that Lididi, to me, Neforshi li mined Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon explained, or I understood what Rabbi Yechon meant to say, and it's like this. If the father is going to say this karka should be for her mizoinois, then Rosh Lakish is right. Then Ribulo mizoinis. Then what the husband meant to say is like, I'm going to give her extra mizoinis in case she don't feed her well, I'll have this extra karka set aside for her. But Oma bimizoinis, if the father said like, this is bimizoinis, this is her mizoinis, kotsaslo mizoinis. That's called the father setting aside one karka for her. And that's it, that's the mezainis, and she doesn't get anything else. So Nechnami, if you tell the father to set aside one karka bim mezainis, so Rashi says, b'choiv mezainis, sheyesh li olai, mashma shezu te peroin lakach. This is the field set aside for the payment for your mezainis, and that's it. So that's the eitzah to do. Go and tell your father to say, this karka should be bim mezainis. Bim mezainis, that's called kotzos lo mezainis. And then you won't have to pay her anything more. All right, Hadron Alecho Nara, all right, we'll stop here.